Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's FMM, we will begin discussing the unique korbanos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And these extra korbanos, or this extra korban that is brought on Shabbos, is called a korban musaf. Musaf comes from the word lohosif, hosafa, which means to add. These are additional korbanos. And any additional korban that is brought on a unique day, it could be Shabbos, it could be Rosh Chodesh, one of the Shalosh Regalim, etc., etc. Any additional korban that is brought on a unique day is called a korban musaf. And any discussion about additional korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash must begin with the regular korban, the korban tamid. Of course, no korban is regular, but the idea is that no korban is brought. No korban musaf any day of the year, and no personal korban is brought any day of the year before the korban tamid. And so, to get to the korban musaf on Shabbos, we must start first with the korban tamid in the morning. The korban tamid comes first every day of the year, so let's start with the korban tamid on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the day begins like it does every day in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'll say parenthetically again, as I always say, if you would like me to send you any previous FMMs that I refer to, please do not hesitate to WhatsApp me privately. As we discussed in previous FMMs, the Kohanim wake up in the Beit HaMoked near the Beis HaMikdash. They go downstairs to the bathroom and to the mikvah, and then they come back up to participate in the various lotteries to determine who will perform the various avodos of the morning Korban Tamid. That is what happens every weekday before dawn, and that is what happens on Shabbos morning as well. However, there are a few differences between the sleeping and the lotteries on a weekday morning and the sleeping and the lotteries on Shabbos morning. In the last FMM, we discussed the mishmaros of the Kohanim, and we discussed that the mishmaros change on Shabbos. So, on Friday night, there are two mishmaros of Kohanim sleeping in the Beit HaMoked near the Beis HaMikdash. Not the usual one mishmar of Kohanim sleeping in the Beit HaMoked. And these two mishmaros wake up and they go to the bathroom, and they go to the mikvah, and they get ready for the lotteries to determine who will perform the avodos of the Korban Tamid. And who participates in the lotteries? Is it the outgoing mishmar, the incoming mishmar, both? So the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Tamidin Umusafin, Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, that only the outgoing mishmar, the mishmar that had been there all week, the outgoing mishmar participates in the morning lotteries and performs all of the avodos of the morning Korban Tamid. The new mishmar of Kohanim, the incoming mishmar, does not participate in any of the morning lotteries. So again, the outgoing mishmar participates in all of the morning lotteries, and they perform all of the avodos of the morning Korban Tamid on Shabbos. And not only that, the same Kohanim who perform the avodos of the morning Korban Tamid also perform all of the avodos of the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, which we will speak about in a future FMM, God willing. But what about the afternoon Korban Tamid on Shabbos? Who performs the afternoon Korban Tamid on Shabbos? To answer that question, we have to review something we learned about the Korban Tamid. As we discussed in the FMMs about the afternoon Korban Tamid, during the week, whoever performs the avodos for the morning Korban Tamid performs the avodos for the afternoon Korban Tamid. Therefore, during the week, there are no lotteries in the afternoon because all of the afternoon avodos were already assigned in the morning. Parenthetically, we should remember that this is true about all of the avodos except for the bringing of the ktores. There is a new lottery every afternoon of the whole week to see who would bring the ktores in the afternoon because, as we mentioned, a kohen is only allowed to offer the ktores once in his lifetime. So the kohen who brought the ktores in the morning cannot bring the ktores in the afternoon, and therefore a new lottery is held every afternoon in the week to find a kohen to offer the ktores in the afternoon. In any case, getting back to the Shabbos lotteries, during the week, no new lotteries are held in the afternoon. However, on Shabbos, new lotteries are indeed held for all of the avodos for the afternoon Korban Tamid. Why? Because as we will learn soon in Mirtz Hashem, the mishmaros switch. The outgoing mishmar finishes their service, and the incoming mishmar begins their service on Shabbos, after the morning korban tamid is brought, and after the korban musaf is brought. And that means that the new mishmar brings the afternoon korban tamid. The new mishmar performs all of the avodos for the afternoon korban tamid on Shabbos. And since they didn't participate in the morning lottery, remember, the other mishmar did, the outgoing mishmar did, not the new mishmar. Because of that, a new lottery is held in the afternoon on Shabbos to determine which Kohanim from the new Mishmar will perform the Avoda for the afternoon Korban Tamid. So that is an overview of Shabbos morning in the Beis HaMikdash and the lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. In the next FMM, we will discuss the Korban Musaf, Emir Tzashem. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tzashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.